We kick off the hour on our sixth anniversary with a guy who was our very first guest way back in 2011 when some of my hairs had color to them. Gary Tanguay, Comcast Sportsnet, joining us. Hello, Gary.
Richie, how are you? I kind of consider myself, I'm kind of like Bill Murray, right, with Letterman?
Yeah, there's no question about it. Every anniversary, you're there with us, and you made it possible. And we've talked about this before, but you opened up a lot of contacts to us in the Boston sports media, and we'll always be indebted to you for that.
Well, I have a lot of pictures of people. Like I said, Rich, you could have fired me a number of times back in the old days, so I owe you.
And then, I hear on Twitter the other day that you were mentioning me with the boys on WEEI. What's going on there?
Yeah, I mean, we have this thing, this shtick, Ronnie Radio, right? You remember the
guy. Oh, yes, indeed.
Yeah, you know, and Minahan just loses it when I play DJ. And one slow summer morning, we did Yacht Rock Radio, where we played all the songs, you know, Christopher Cross, you know, David Gates and Brad, and it's just like, it's AM 91, man. WABI, the old ABI, dude.
And you can I bet you can still hit the post.
Well, I did. I nailed the post every time. I mean, you know, Rich, when you're an old DJ, you remember the intro, you know.
That's right.
Seconds, 22 and a half. You know, John Cougar Mellencamp, or John Cougar, I Won't Need a Lover That Won't Drive Me Crazy. You know, there's like three posts in there. So we did it last week, and it was kind of like an annual thing. And I could hit the post, but I couldn't remember the songs, which, you know, Kirk goes, that's a little weird. I go, it's just those posts are ingrained in your head. And I was doing some AM 91 Great Hit Radio. I don't know. Remember that.
Yes, I do. But, you know, probably it's because you haven't been listening to Robbie Dupree's Hot Rod Hearts as much as you used to.
You know, but the one that I got, which they were blown away, was Greatest American Hero, Joey Scarborough. I mean, you know, you'll never get this. Boom. Post got the, I nailed it. I crushed it.
I have no doubt.
You know, dropped a little, I had to do Man Eater with Daryl Hall and John Oates. And I said, I saw those guys at the Bangor Auditorium.
The stuff they let us get away with, it was, you know, good thing Hal just wanted nothing to do with us at that point. You remember one summer where we did, I think we did a weekly pretend beach party?
Oh, yeah, we did beach parties, yeah, out front. Yeah, the beach party of the mind. The one I remember, I just remember a lot of great nights at the good old Roundup.
Oh, yes.
God bless
yes.
Cooper.
Yep.
And one night you and I stayed there. I don't know. Is there a, you know, statute of limitations? We stayed there drinking Heffenreffer in the studio after the radio station went off the air till like 5 in the morning until Aaron Judge showed up for the morning show. That's what I remember.
I do remember that. Trying to solve
the... playing records and with these old, you were like digging old tape bits of like when Steve Martin was like 19 and all this crazy stuff. And Aaron comes into the morning show and goes, you guys are still here? Yeah, we never left.
Trying to solve the puzzle on those Heffenreffer bottle caps.
Oh, my God. Yeah, just, it was a good time. One time I played, I don't know if your audience cares about this, but Down by the Lazy River by the Osmond Brothers as that heavy guitar intro, and George Gonyer called me on the hotline. I mean, just screaming at me. Is that on a playlist? Is that on a playlist? I was like, wrong number.
He did that to me one day playing the Carpenters' Goodbye to Love, and that guitar, little guitar solo in the middle of it, and he's walking out the door at the end of the day. The late George Gonyer, pioneer of local broadcasting, he pokes his head, and what the hell is that? I said, that's the Carpenters, George. That's the Carpenters. He goes,
He didn't even know my name. I mean, there was a guy, Tordoff, and I think he used to call me Tordway. he didn't even know who I was.
All he said to me after that was, I miss Teresa Brewer.
I miss who?
Brewer from
I know.
Back in the day. Well, those were the days when radio was fun and carefree, and you didn't have to wrestle with guys like Minahan, for God's sakes.
Well, yeah, I mean, radio has obviously gone a different route completely. Minahan, Callahan. I'll be back with them again in the fall on every Wednesday morning. Get in there and, you know, I'll be talking with Jerry about DACA and every other DACA made me think.
Well, let's talk a little sports here. And why can't the Red Sox cheat like the Patriots do, for God's sakes?
Well, first of all, the Patriots don't admit it. You know, I mean, the Red Sox, yeah, we did it. You know,
we did it. We still lost.
And we still can't hit. What I don't understand about this is by the time it goes to the people have to understand what this is really happening. It's not that the video guy sees the signal, sends it's a curveball, fastball, breaking ball, forkball, whatever, on the Apple phone, so it goes to the trainer who gets it to the player who gets it to the guy at bat. That doesn't happen every at bat because the signal is dropped on the guys in the box. They're doing what the Patriots did, you know, with Spygate, you know, like good old Ernie Adams. Like, let's copy all of their signals. Let's figure out the language. Give the information to the guys on second base or possibly the third or first base coaches so we know what their system is, and then we can figure it out. But, like, people are under this delusion that they're doing it pitch by pitch. It's impossible. I mean, you can't.
No.
But the one thing I do, and I disagree with Finn, what else is new, I heard on your intro, I do think that the Major League Baseball has to be careful with this because, you know, stealing signs is gamesmanship, but when you start putting in technology, I mean, next thing you know, you're going to be using drones over huddles. You know, you've
right.
got to – that's dangerous. So, to me, he's got to come down on them because of technology. So, you have to make sure that people don't use, you know, the technology. Because, let's face it, I mean, technology is so great, but it's taken the human element out of the game. I mean, I still wonder if replay is the way to go. I mean, yes, you get it right most of the time. I think MLB has a tougher time than the NFL, but, you know – sometimes I just wish we didn't have replay in sports. I really do.
Yeah, well, and for baseball, making those 3-hour and 45-minute games 4-hour games.
Yeah, it's brutal. So I think the technology part is a little scary, which I think Manfred has to take very seriously.
So great win last night, one of the best of the year. Do you believe that this team is built for any kind of a postseason run?
Well, I don't know, you know, because Chris Sale has struggled. He seems to be out of gas. Price is taking his sweet old time, you know, getting back into the rotation. I don't know if he's going to get there or not. Porcello gave us a little glimmer of hope that he gets racked. So I don't. I don't have a good feeling about a long playoff run. Everybody knows if they play Cleveland, they're probably toast. So I don't. I don't have a good feeling. And this could be the end of John Farrell.
Yeah, I think you're right on that. We're talking to Gary Tanguay here on Downtown. Opening night for the Patriots tomorrow night. I don't know. Are you okay after they traded Jacoby Brissett?
Yeah, I know. I mean, look, a lot of that is yes, I'm okay. We had a lot of fun with that. Mark Bertrand, he was hilarious. The great thing about our show is, you know, Rich, it's like me and Felger and Trey, we just bust balls. It's whether we're on TV or whether we're on, it doesn't matter. It's like the Brissett thing. You know, I made one comment about Brissett, and they just crushed me on it, which is hilarious. I mean, I'm okay. I do think he's going to be a good quarterback. I'm sorry. I see an arm. I see pocket presence. I am sticking to my guns. Give this guy some time in the league, and I think he's going to be a good quarterback. I really, really do. You know, Garoppolo had 3 years to get his game going. And, you know, my concern with this whole thing is, okay, so Brissett's gone, and that's fine. I get it. So is it a foregone conclusion that Jimmy Garoppolo is going to wait around for Tom to leave? Now, the Patriots have two choices. They either let him walk at the end of the year, or they franchise him for $27 million and then probably trade him. There is this theory that he's going to take a hometown discount, that he's going to stay for 2 or 3 years, and they'll give him $16 million a year. It'll be a $30 million, $45 million deal, and so forth and so on. And $10 million signing bonus, and he's just going to be happy sitting behind Brady. That's that theory. Now, if that's Don Yee's recommendation to him, that guy should be disbarred. He should be thrown out of the flipping NFLPA. He should no longer be registered with the league because we have all seen through the movies and concussion and the injuries and what happens to these players when they're done. And if I'm Jimmy and I say it's either $27 million, or you got to. I saw what Matthew Stafford, you know, and I'm not saying he's going to get 92 guaranteed or $50 million signing bonus, but I'm like, if Jimmy walks, that dude's going to get paid. I mean, what's he going to get? $30 million guaranteed?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he's crazy. If they don't franchise him, he is crazy to stay. He's crazy. Now, there, I mean, Houston could make a run at him. I mean, there are other good teams out there that he could play for. I mean, we all know a good quarterback can change a team in the NFL because most of them suck. But, you know, that's why I just think that Bill feels that he's got Jimmy locked in somehow. I just do. That's why they let him go.
Gary, before we let you go and find out who's on with you on Early Edition tonight, a little something special for you that our producer, Kerry Haskell, has discovered here.
It's my only favorite Osmond song.
I know better than that. I think you got the whole collection, the box set.
Yeah, sure I do. Oh, my God, the crap he used to make me play on that stage. David Gates and Bread. God.
Who's on Early Edition tonight?
Maloney's. We got so many people, Rich. I mean, at 6 o'clock, it's... Patriots Wednesday, which is going to replay the Belichick-Brady press conferences. Which Patriot fans love. Then at 6:30, we're coming on. We got Lou. We got Drellick. Ninkovich. Rob Ninkovich is going to be in for three segments. We're talking about Brady's brain exercises that you can buy for $14.99. We're obviously talking about what's happening on Thursday. Applegate. Lou is so ripped. Maloney is so pissed off with this whole Applegate thing. He's out of his mind. And I do want to remind people for your pregame show on Thursday, you want to keep it here on Comcast Sportsnet because Charlie Weiss is going to be in studio with Felger before and after the game. And we think that it's probably going to be an hour and a half in until Charlie just basically sits on Felger and just takes him out. Because we had Charlie in here, and I mean, Rich, you know this as well as I do. You know, we have fun and we bust chops, but like when you're doing a football show, if we can get Charlie to the point where he really, I mean, you got a mind like that. If you're a football fan, Charlie's going to be great because he's just going to break down so much stuff and tell you so much stuff. I think he's going to be awesome.
That's must-see TV right there. All right, Gary, thanks as always. Love talking with you, but you took us here, so I'm going to give you the chance on your way out the door. Here's a little something for you to talk up and do that intro to like it was the good old days of radio.
Okay. Pressure's on. Oh, my God. It is 19 minutes after 4 o'clock. Playing what you're saying on the drive home. The drive at 5 will be taking the top 5 requests. This is Jeep hanging in with my man Rich Kimball. Let's ride like the wind. How about that?
Still there. You still got it, brother.
Never lose this, Rich. Be good. Congratulations.
All right. Thanks, Gear Bear. See you soon.
Bye.
Gary Tagway, Comcast Sportsnet. Hitting that post over the phone, which is even harder on downtown.